Good Monday morning, Burton Hill. Today is October the 3rd, 2016. And the announcements are brought to you by your office staff. However, if I was a fifth grade teacher, I would look to see the rotation for when I could send my kiddos down to do the announcements. All right, lunch for today. There will be lunch, and you will have the option of baked potato with cheese or chicken tenders. The weather for today, it's going to be a beautiful day outside. The high is going to be in the 80s. And other than that, clear skies. If we can have everyone please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. If you're in the hallways, if you'll please come to a respectful stop. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now the Texas Pledge. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. If you can please remain standing and join me for a moment of silence. Thank you. You may be seated unless you're in the hallways, because then you become a speed bump. All right, we have a few announcements here. First off, the applications for the second grade super readers that were passed out by your teachers are due tomorrow, and you will take those to Miss Stillwell in the library. So second graders are going to be a part of the super readers club. Make sure you turn in your applications to Mrs. Stillwell. All right, looking at our walk-a-thon update here. All right, so the final tally after getting online donations and everything was $4,671.61. So thus far, we did not hit our $5,000 mark. However, we're not too far away from that. And, you know, we don't get a dress down day for that, so we decided, hey, let's see if we can rev up the prizes for week two. And that's where we are now, guys. Week two, so listen up. If we can get $10,000 this week, $10,000, the entire school will get popcorn and a dress down day. So we're just going to double that up so you can still get a dress down day. Also, here's a new prize, that the grade that has 100% participation, so that means everybody in that grade goes and raises at least a dollar, then that grade will get a dress down day, so it's an extra dress down day, and the grade that raises the most money, so instead of just getting a dollar, let's say you get, you know, $200 that week, but the grade that raises the most money will also get a dress down day. So, in other words, one person, one class could potentially get three dress down days. That's pretty cool. And coming up will be the big surprise on what could possibly happen to Mr. Bigley. So let's keep raising that money and see if we can have something, I'm sure, very lovely happen to Mr. Bigley. All right. Announcement here for our student council. Any student who is running for student council needs to have a copy of their speech turned in to Mrs. Percival by the end of the day on Wednesday. Speeches will be given this Friday. All right, PLCs this week are on our Fundamental 5 reading, and there'll be at least just one book needed per class, per group, and a reflection journal. And as you read the chapter, when you're finished, if you'll make sure that you reflect in there and just turn in a brief outline of what was discussed. Not looking for anything super in-depth turned in. All right, birthday shout-outs. You say it's your birthday shout, hooray. Okay, this is the abbreviated version because the bell is ringing right now.
You will not be PE, you will be actually...
That was the abbreviated version because of the bell. All right, birthdays. Hillary Ramirez Gonzalez turning 14. Carlos Solis turning 17. Christopher Click turning 15. Maggie McNeely turning 21. Mar Prasmus is turning, she's turning 18. And Amelia Von Lowe turns 17 today. Kiddos, when your teacher says it's okie dokie to do so, mosey on up here to the office and pick up your birthday pencil. All right, music in the morning and honorable character. Let's do our honorable character first. The trait for this week is self-control. Be quick to hear, slow to speak, and even slower to anger. All right, our music in the morning. The feature composer this week is Johann Sebastian Bach, and the name of the feature composition is Orchestral Suite Number 2, Badinieri. And I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And Miss Gilmore, if you'll let me know for sure. A Badinieri is a movement from a larger work and is often used in place of a scherzo, which means to joke. It is a name given to pieces composed in a fun and joking manner. So listen closely as you experience this lively and fun selection. And we want everyone to remember, we can be all we can be because we are family, and we want you to have a magnificent and marvelous Monday.